BDSM and non-standard relationships.
Power exchange and polyamory.
Sacred sexuality and fetishes.
As well as simply fun kink. You're listening to the Erotic Awakening Podcast Network.
Mute it like that, and then I can say, this is Mass Seriously, the kinky love advice show where you send us your deepest, most private voicemails, and we play them on the internet along with our shitty advice. I am Mass Serious, and beautiful Prism is here with me, and as well, we have a party tonight. This is a live podcast round table. We've got, in the house, we have Little Miss Lissa, we have Steve Townsend, and we have Ruse. So it won't just be me answering your questions. It won't just be Prism answering your questions. It will be a forum. You get extra
orgy of answers.
That's right. You get extra high quality tonight because we'll be like the Supreme Court. We'll reach profound consensus among us, hopefully, perhaps. So thank you for telling a friend. That is the way we grow the fastest. You can call and leave a voicemail of your question at 725-444-WHIP. Be sure to include your age, gender, sexual orientation, and kink orientation, if you have one. The voicemails are anonymous, and there's a new joke every week, except when I forget to put the new voicemail up.
Did you forget this week? Oh, yes. We get to hear last week's, or the last one that we can hear.
Well, it's still the chicken one, because I didn't put the new one up.
That's
the
make up one.
I know. Well, Little Miss Lizzo was saying that she had some terrible jokes.
She had a joke.
I have a few of them. Terrible jokes. I am the king of terrible jokes.
Start thinking of one.
Yeah, so we're going to give you a little lead time on that while I continue our little intro here. So, what we're going to do, I think, is maybe instead of the monthly Mike and Munchies, maybe we will do a monthly podcast roundtable. And
whoever
shows up will be, you know,
gets
part of it.
Participate. Yeah. To join our orgy.
Yes. And I have to figure out how we can maybe get somebody on Skype on this somehow. It's very technical. No, not tonight.
Oh.
But like there's a woman down in SoCal who
She wants to talk about candles.
Wants to educate us. we did some pretty terrible wax advice last
time.
I gave pretty good advice for you, on the other hand.
Did you guys hear last
time? Oh, that was
You're very amusing. Burn everybody.
If you're not getting a third degree version,
you want third degree.
That's what's happening, right?
Apply cold water.
Anybody who's interested in wax play, do not contact Mysterious.
You didn't hear it? Okay.
I saw it.
Well, I was listening to it again, and there was a part where I was saying, test it on your wrist, like baby's bottle.
Oh, yeah.
And then I said something about don't put that in your baby's mouth, or something like that. Anyway, it was funny at the time.
And it was funny the second time. I've seen this from my point of view now.
Well, not fully, because we're closed today. We're in you know, mixed company. Although I was going to say, if I can get one other person to get naked, I will get naked too for this podcast. That is our tradition. So I'm just putting that out there. I'm not expecting it. But I'm saying it can go down that way. So we have a round table here. A couple little quick announcements. I had to move the CD release party again because there's some kind of leather.
Why do you move it so far out into the future?
Because I need to record the songs still.
You better get started on that.
Yeah, I will. I don't want it to be
on his list.
Yeah, I don't want it to be all like these sound really echoey right now, and I don't want them to sound like that. So I'm working that out. But anyway, so we're gonna move that to some date in the future, yet to be determined, that will not conflict with anybody else's. Maybe. Oh, that might be a good idea.
Probably
do it in there.
Yeah.
Take advantage while we have
clothes,
a walk-in closet.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's not echo-proof.
Some boards and insulated.
It is.
So let's listen to our first call. We only have three calls this week. People have been slackers. It's been 4th of July.
Everybody's giving like an essay-formatted answer. So
This is true. Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. So we want to start bringing in maybe guests from time to time to talk about.
Yeah.
Both.
Well, didn't you just say at our little Mike and Munchies?
Little Miss Liss is leaving. She's walking out
now.
Oh, that's back.
She's got it.
She's back.
you thought I was loud.
I know. Yeah, that's well, she's new to it, though, you know?
That's true. She doesn't know yet.
She doesn't know. It's bad pod can't. To make a bunch of noise. yeah, so maybe some guests, either by Skype or whatever, you know, maybe little special topics, something like that.
Yeah.
But this one will be fun, so let's listen to our first call and see what we got.
Hi, 37 and now with Skype. My question is, and I have a friend who came into town who says he is a switch. Now, he was very insistent to buying me things, trivial things, food, clothes, you know, paying for my gas. So it's nothing large, but he was very insistent and got kind of mad at me when I said no, that I didn't want to accept his gifts. And I am seeking a master, so I'm just wondering, should I continue to accept his gifts and his offers, or say no? So please help me understand what I should do. Thank you.
That's very unfortunate we couldn't hear the front part, because yeah. I don't know what she is.
She's a slave, right?
Probably a sub.
Looking for a master.
There's somebody who claims to be a switch is...
Well, I had a dude personally a few days ago actually want me to be in the message it says, be my collared villa pet.
This is Ruse talking, by the way. We're just...
Loving this Ruse.
Tell people what it was.
And it was...
Be my collared pet?
Yeah, he wanted me to be his pet, but on my profile it says I'm in a relationship.
What does he mean by collared?
Collared pet. Be his pet.
Because collared is something...
Now, there's a pet, there's like pet, like I call her pet, but we don't do pet
not
play.
Not a pet.
So what do you think he was meaning?
I'm not quite sure. Either way, I'm in a relationship, in a DS relationship, and...
Nintendo?
Yes,
those,
always.
That's the best kind of relationship.
Dogs? Yeah.
Mm. So no to the collared pet proposal.
Well, I felt kind of pissed off. Personally, that, I mean...
But isn't that flattering, though? Like, somebody wrote to you and...
It kind of...
I mean, let me put it this way. They did not write to me. And they did not ask me, you know...
If you wanted to be a colored pet?
No, right. They picked you over me, so...
Well,
I mean, I feel like...
It's flattering in that way, but it's like,
over.
I'm in a relationship, and it's known on my profile that I'm in a relationship. So I find it kind
of... Does it say open, or...?
It does not say open.
Poly or nothing.
It doesn't
say
poly.
Looking for a play partner.
There for doing that.
It doesn't say.
It doesn't.
Looking.
It doesn't say anything.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay, this is my idea on FET. Is that if you have your profile out there and you're in this kind of lifestyle, people are going to ask you if it's something you're interested in because that's what everybody's looking for. So if they never did, then nobody would ever. I'm with you. I would take it as a compliment. I had people ask me to come be their slave, and it's like, no, I'm not interested in that, and I don't know. I would take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
We had
Unless
one guy from one of the Munches.
I would definitely take it as a compliment.
Someone from one of the Munches wrote to me afterwards and basically asked if it would be okay if he fucked Prism while I watched.
It took us a while to figure that's what he was looking for, right?
It took you a while.
Got it right off the
get-go. Yeah, yeah.
That was very naive.
I knew because I was like, hang on, I think I've written this to somebody before. so here's my policy on FET profiles. What no matter what it says, I assume they're talking about everyone except me. You know, like don't contact, don't whatever. You know, that's like it's for I'm an exception. They don't know how great I am. Until I call, or not call, but until
you have
I write
to inform them of
how great I am, and surely they did not write that warning for me. So,
was there a warning? Do you have a warning that says I'm not interested in?
I don't.
Maybe you should put a warning on.
Warnings don't work. I have a warning on mine.
This is true.
I have a warning
because
on mine.
Because I have a warning on mine, and I do too.
Nobody ever wrote to me to ask permission. They would still just write to her,
even though you have questions to be directed to you on yours.
So, yeah. We recently changed that, but I did have it so that it was like...
Did people heed that?
I don't know. He never received any messages, but I did, so...
No, yeah, they would just write to you. They would ignore that line, and they would write to you anyway.
Right.
Now,
I don't think they make it that far down, honestly.
They go straight to the pictures.
They're at the pictures, and then they're like, ooh, yeah, message this girl.
But see, I do, because I like to get to know my friends on FetLife before contacting them. But I would even go one step further. Even if they didn't say... Don't do it. If their thing says they're, you know, they have a Dom or whatever, I would go message that Dom, even if it didn't say. So,
yeah. But
I don't know
if they say single, I message them. They
that probably offends somebody, too.
Well, because she did say she was looking
for a master. And
oh,
this
you,
guy...
You did?
No, this
guy. No,
there was a question, remember?
Okay,
she was looking for a master, but this guy came up and wanted
to
spoil her.
I forget.
And wanted to spoil her.
She
wanted
to be a friend, though.
Yeah. And she wanted to know...
A friend that was a switch.
That if it was inappropriate for her to accept his gifts while looking for a master.
If you let him know ahead of time what you're doing, and he still wishes to do that, then that's on him, not her. She's not doing anything wrong.
What we're trying to figure, there's like a little noise coming from... I don't know, somebody's... Well, but even take it back a step, like take all the kink out of it. If you know that some guy is after your affections and you're not interested, are you going to be accepting gifts from him?
Well, no.
No.
The main thing is the wrong idea. But the main thing is you, like, if you're not comfortable accepting gifts like that, or like repeatedly accepting gifts as the entire time he's there, you can politely decline it. There should be no feeling bad for him.
Or you could just tell him that you're not interested in him being your master, but you really like gifts. I don't know. You can be honest with him and just say, hey, I am looking for a master, but you're not it. I appreciate your gifts. And I'll keep taking them, but I'm letting
you
know.
Spending your money on me.
Yeah.
I just want to be very clear. I accept all gifts. So, I mean, maybe people have been holding back because of that.
Now that I know.
But if there are people out there filling up
them secretly, don't send nothing. I want them.
Put up a wish list. You'll get your stuff.
I'll just take the thing I heard about you know, filling up the gas tank. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Just every time you walk out, it's like, oh.
Hey.
Okay. Which would mean he had the keys
to
the
car. Money's different. Gas money is different.
Gas money is different compared to someone just going, hey, let me fill your gas tank. I had a boyfriend who did that. And I constantly was like, oh, God, please, no, please don't. Please don't. I can do this. I can do it. I'm so sorry. And then you, like, feel awful towards yourself because you're like, I'm a terrible human being.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're mooching.
Because
obviously
you feel like you're mooching.
You know what? I have learned, let me tell you women, you girls are women, about being a woman. This one here fills my gas tank all the time. You know how hard it was for me to be like, you do that. You're a man.
I do the same thing.
Why do you do it? Because you're taking care of your woman.
Yeah.
That's why. That's why
I got this lecture like 3 different times this past week.
He likes to open my door. I had to like...
The back door?
Sit there. You love the back door.
I love opening that back door.
I had to sit there and like retrain myself
to wait for him
to open my door because that's...
I had to do that. I had to do that with my boyfriend.
See, I was an asshole with that and I would wait for him to get halfway over across the car and then open the door and run out.
No, see, men love doing that kind of stuff.
That sounds bratty.
So.
She was in one of her moods.
She was in a mood, decided to just run.
Well, okay, so I'll give you maybe a guy's perspective on this question. If I am buying gifts for somebody in that context, I'm trying to get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's clear that I'm not going to get what I want out of it, I would like to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say definitely disclose, like you were
be
saying,
honest.
Like Prism was
intentions.
Saying.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. In that
don't
case,
lead them on.
Now, there are lots of other things I do just altruistically. You know, I'll just do it because, and I don't want anything out of it. But I think that kind of feels differently. That's not like every time you turn around, there are flowers on the table and your gas tank's full. You know, it's not like spending money. It's more like putting my time or my talents into something. Mm-hmm. You know, that to me, that's okay. You know, I'll do that all day long and not expect anything back from it. Just take what I want later.
Personally, I'd feel overwhelmed if someone I was hanging out with, if I knew them, if I was looking for a master, hypothetically, and all of a sudden I got bombarded with gifts I wasn't asking for them. I wasn't, you know, aware that it's happening. And out of nowhere, I'm just getting everything.
Yeah.
Whether I want it or not. So I personally, I'd feel overwhelmed with that.
Well, what if he's one of these guys where you tell him this is not going anywhere and he's like, oh, okay, that's cool. I'm still going to keep doing it. I mean, wouldn't that, you'd feel weird then, right?
Yeah, very definitely. Much. But you'd have to be able to say, you'd have to be able to get your own words out and say, you know, I'm not comfortable with that.
So that kind of steps up the creep factor mm-hmm. at that point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I think what we're saying to this slave is you have to tell him and then it must stop.
Right.
Anything else would be creepy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. No?
No. I think
it's
she
not
should,
creepy.
No, I think she should tell him, definitely.
Definitely tell
and,
him.
And then see how he takes it.
Yeah.
And if it, then it's on him. He can't, if he ever comes back and says, no, come see me, said, no, I can't. And then he says, I put gas in your car. Then that's the point where it says, then don't do nothing for me.
But what if he keeps giving her stuff?
As long as he doesn't ask for anything in return or start being possessive and he knows he's not getting anything else, that's on him.
Even after she says she's not comfortable with it? Cause
well, if she
that's
says,
different,
that,
though.
Well, that's different. Once you say no, it's no.
It's no.
Once you say stop, stop. Yeah. And if he tries to persist, then he becomes
stop. Oh, you're yeah. saying if they say, hey, you know, we're not going to be involved.
I'm not interested in you in any other way than
yeah,
friends. If you do it, it's on you. You're not getting
right.
anything else
okay.
from me. And if he wishes to keep doing that, then fine.
I'm with that. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. All right. Should we listen to the next call?
Yes.
Oh, wait.
No.
I want to talk about our street team for a minute. You can add us as an event in your area. Do you guys know how to do this? You know how to create events
mm-hmm.
on FetLife?
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do, you create an event to call the show. I usually put it on Sunday night because we record typically on Mondays. But you can, so wherever you are in the country, you make an event in your local area, call the Mass Seriously show.
725
over what? And then you can also put a link on your profile. You can bump us in your local FET groups and message boards, like our friends, Little Miss Lissa, Sleepy Little Pet, and Tickle Me Please for their tireless promotional
God, I love
effort.
That name.
Tickle Me Please, yeah. he has a link to us on his profile. I think you do too,
so
Little
you.
Miss
yeah.
Lissa. Sleepy Pet does too.
Yeah.
I did not know that, so that's 3 for 3 right there.
We all have you.
That is powerful stuff. So thank you all for doing that, and now we can listen to the next call.
Hi, I'm a 23-year-old female submissive, and I'm bisexual. My question is from Prism. How do you feel when your master plays with another submissive? Do you get jealous, or are you okay with it? Or do you like to watch? What I mean by play is actual play, not sex. So as in a spanking or other scene. Thank you.
That's a good question.
Well, let me handle
question.
This one.
No, you
really
don't know.
That was a really good question.
Do you have no idea what the answer to this one is? I don't know yet because I haven't seen him play with somebody, but I have fantasized about that. I have thought about it, and it's something that is actually sort of a turn-on for me to watch him maybe whip somebody else. You're talking about play or tie somebody up.
Well, let's get Steve up on the rack here, and we can...
You don't think you'd get jealous?
I don't know if I would get jealous.
Are you jealous in general?
I am a little bit jealous, and we're actually going through something right now where I have taken a step back to kind of work on some issues that I have, and that's one of them, and I don't want to be that way. But I do know it has popped through my mind a time or two of fantasizing about watching him play with somebody and actually watching him have sex with somebody. It was interesting for me.
Did you draw a line between the two? you,
no,
like her questions, play only. Would it be as hard on you if he's just tying her up, whipping her, playing?
Well, I mean, versus, I think it's all a level of comfort. So yeah, you can't just, like, if you have a slave and you're doing it, you can't just be like, let's go all in.
Yeah.
That's,
you gotta work out to it.
It's not going to happen. But it's like, okay, I watched you spank somebody one time, and it's like, in my mind, that is appealing.
You
in
did?
Reality? What?
Are you saying this happened?
No.
Oh.
Have you spanked somebody?
No, that's, I was going to be surprised at that.
I was surprised at that. That was the night I roofied you.
You don't know it, but you enjoyed it.
You kept begging for more. But no, it has been a fantasy of mine to experiment a little bit with that and see what it's like. I think I have a very particular type of woman that I'm attracted to. So it would have to be,
Does she have chest hair like mine?
I think so. I think we do. No, she has no chest hair at all. She's
it would have to be one you're attracted to. Is that what you're saying? Interesting.
But you would be attracted to her, too. We have very similar ties.
Is the most fun.
We do.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, we have very similar ties.
Polyamorous relationship and going out, knowing that your goal of going out and finding someone to play with, that's the excitement of it.
Yeah. Mm. No.
Oh, yes.
Going out and searching for someone makes me think of like a stalker / serial killer, and they're not coming home.
Oh, well, when it's a couple looking for a woman, it's a lot easier. Because there's so many women are into it, especially if you have a real attractive woman.
See, this is very interesting because you're saying that this third woman, who they often refer to as a unicorn for being so rare to find, that you're saying they're everywhere.
But you're just going to say, he's not talking about a unicorn. A unicorn is more like, we would all three be super compatible. She would live here. We would all be happy and bliss. Mm-hmm.
And that's
he's talking about
just,
yeah, he's mm-hmm. talking about going and hitting on her up and having and frightening
this
one
and I,
female.
More like
she's
playing.
Not keeping her.
We would go to some place nice at a nice restaurant, and she would just up and say, do you like her? And I'd say, yeah, she's attractive. And she'll go right over to her, sit there, start talking to her, bring her back to the table.
Oh, yeah, chicks picking up other chicks.
It's simple.
That's the best way to...
It's easy.
It also makes them feel more comfortable because there's not some random dude approaching them asking if they want to sleep with them and their wife.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. Both guys will come out and say that they would do it, but when it comes to it, they get nervous. If you were to approach them, say, you want to go home with me and my husband... The guys were getting nervous.
How do men respond to that? Have you ever had a woman come up to you and say, hey, you want to come home with me and my husband?
Yeah.
Were you like, hell yeah, let's do it?
No.
I can't think of a reason why not.
Even though I knew him already, and I knew they were that way. And
You already knew him, so you could get hit on it.
No, well, I knew her, and I've been with her, and I knew she and her ex-husband were that way, but he was out of the country.
Oh.
And when he comes in the country, she's his. But then she called me and said, you want to come over?
Oh, so it wasn't like...
Without him.
With him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no, because he was to sit there. He was a cuckold. He was a cuckold husband.
Interesting. We learned about that just the other day.
Just the other day?
Yeah,
I sent in a question about it.
Oh, did you?
Okay.
He did all kinds of research on it.
I have to at least
it.
Pretend I don't know who's calling.
I don't know. I have
so,
no idea. I'm...
We go to Germany, Oktoberfest 2 years ago.
This is the woman that hits on you?
Same woman, yeah.
Okay.
She goes to Italy and Germany all the time. So she goes, and just so happens to be this festival going on that's real popular in Germany of kind of what we would call swingers. But over there, it's just a normal everyday
thing.
It's just the bars are like that, cages and whatnot.
Germany?
Yeah. There's a little... every year, they have this big festival that goes on for a week. And
sounds intense.
And everybody, you can do it right up on stage, go to a bar. No, but no means no. It's kind of like poker nights here. Have you been there yet?
No.
Okay, similar. No means no. Comes out, propositions you. But over there, it's a little more extreme. But just with a perfect stranger, I'm not into guys
at all. So wait,
where's
the story going? I think we veered off.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. No, the guys over there, it depends on your location and the environment you're in.
Okay, let me reframe this. So she wanted to know what you thought about me spanking somebody else.
How would you feel?
Yeah,
right? She wanted to know how you felt.
Yeah, that's when we started talking about
and
hitting on people in the bar.
Right. And I think what you're saying is cool with it under certain conditions.
It's never happened.
Yet
but
to be defined.
Fantasized about it in my brain.
Can we hear from Ruse and Little Miss Lissa?
I've played with other women and another man at the same time, and I'm attracted to both people. When I play with other women, I have to be attracted to them. That's just how it is. But I'm open to sharing-ish, kind of. So when they're getting the attention, I'm okay with watching, but I'm jealous that it's not me. But I'm glad that they're enjoying it. Does that make sense? So I get that hint of jealousy in the back of my head, but I'm like, I can't be jealous because I'm okay with this. So, I mean...
You're there.
Exactly. So
yeah.
I have to take that
you're
in on myself.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I just have to deal with knowing that it's my turn soon. So be happy for them. Embrace the spankings. It's cool.
And is there like is there any part of it for you that's like, oh, this is like a growth opportunity, like experiencing this jealousy is like something to overcome?
It does. It allows me to sort of recognize that I have no reason, realistic and logical, rational reason to be jealous, because we're both getting the same attention from the same person that we both want. It's just the fact that it's not me. So I have to sort of get over that because I put myself in a situation where I'm not the only one involved. So obviously not all the attention is going to be on me.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you did set it up. So.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's a matter of me just sort of pushing it away and being happy and enjoying where I'm at and enjoying their attention and enjoying being with them. So... does that make sense with what you were asking?
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know how I would react to it either if it were reversed. The closest comparison I have is I hooked up with this girl at Burning Man.
That's always a great opener to any story.
Okay, so here's what happened.
I can explain.
I was at Burning Man. I hooked up with this girl at Burning Man, and then next thing I know, like I turn around and she's talking to somebody else, like we just didn't have anything going on, and I was feeling like jealous and a little bit ignored,
mm-hmm.
I guess, and I was kind of going through this like, well, it is Burning Man, you know, like what did I think was going to happen at
mm-hmm.
Burning Man? But then on the other hand, I felt like she could have maybe handled this a little bit better, like maybe a little more communication
exactly.
or something.
Like you want to still feel like you're involved.
And then like later in the week, I found out that she was still into me and whatever, and you know, that kind of stuff. And but
I think it has to do with more like self-doubt. Like you want to know that you're still included even when you're not getting that attention.
It was just a weird transition for me, and I think if it had not been if we had just like talked and been like, all right, high five,
good job, girl,
get burned, sex,
gold star for you.
And the other thing too was I was looking at the guy and I was like, really? So, Ruse is going to lose her.
It's going to come out of my nose.
But to your point, you have to be attracted to this third person. Because if you're not, you're going to be sitting there going, really?
Exactly.
Right.
Like, did your standards just drop, or is that what I look like to
exactly.
you?
Exactly. You're like, do I really look that bad?
Yeah.
Your self-worth goes down 10 notches.
Yeah. But then on the other hand, maybe it's kind of healthy to experience that because... you know, you're not them, and if they pick somebody who's not the same as you or who you don't find attractive,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean that they don't find that person attractive, and you know, it's like
I think it's just a matter of taking yourself out of the situation where you need to be the center of attention, because it's not going to always be about you all the time, and if you're in a sex is a good way to deal with that sometimes. When you're not the center of attention, you have to accept that you're not the center of attention and sort of...
Yeah.
I think if you could...
A certain amount of that that's probably good for you.
Well, if you can be a part... I don't know how to fully explain.
Yeah.
It's right in my head. But if you can look at it more as, you know, you're not outside of it.
Mm-hmm. You're involved.
You're involved in it, and it's like... Make it yours.
Exactly.
You know?
Even sitting there watching on the sideline, you're still involved.
Exactly.
Emotionally.
Like, I got over it, and I had a wonderful time. It was an awesome thing.
What?
Somebody's got to run the video.
And also, majority of the poly people that I know, everyone I've asked why they do it, they all say the same thing. Because it makes them happy.
Child care. Oh.
What if you got up and participated?
What do you mean?
Like... Okay, so when you're being whipped, it's not just about being whipped. It's like you play with the pussy, you pinch the nipples.
What are you doing there? You're making down these hand motions.
Tantalizing.
Well, it all depends on the situation. I mean, yeah. The time.
So you're saying you can go? You can set to work on one part while somebody else is whipping, and hope you don't get whipped in the face in the process.
Well, it depends on the whip, I guess.
Smacked, yeah.
I mean, if you're smacking their, if you're using, remember that big paddle?
I mean, if you're in the back.
That big, huge.
I just don't know if I'm going to, like, kneel down and start twerking things with a whip flying around.
Well, it's like a paddle on the whip.
Even paddles, I mean, you have to be careful with those. Because, I mean, if you're in the front and they're in the back, that's obviously a different situation. But you also have to be like, okay, well, their ass is getting hit with a paddle going forward. If you're trying to, you know, do the frontward motion as they're doing the backward motion, your face is going to get knocked in whatever they're leaning on.
I do a lot of reach arounds and extreme angles.
Yeah, I mean.
there's just a lot going on.
Yeah, that needs to be a thing.
Kinky Twister?
Kinky Twister.
Kinky Twister.
I think we've talked about this happening at a play party.
Right hand on the whip.
Hey, we'll put that down for a singing party. Yeah, for
do paint
minute.
Twister. Body paint twister.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Naked body paint twister.
Body paint artists.
We're going to need lots of tarpaulins.
Yes. So what I was coming around to on this call was it sounds like there's a little bit of maybe compersion. Have you heard that? Compersion? Mm-hmm. It's one of those mashup words. It's like compassion and something else. I want to say coercion, but that's
oh, that's involved to an extent.
Yeah, I do a lot of that, but no, it's the idea that you are happy for the other person in this situation, and that you're deriving some sort of joy.
Like an empathic reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel what they're feeling.
Yeah, yeah, you're glad that they're feeling something. Maybe you feel it to some extent, too.
Or in my case, you're envious of how much they can take, and vice versa.
Like, I'm happy my partner is having this great experience, is kind of the compersion aspect, even though it's not necessarily you that's involved. So I kind of heard, like, a little in her question, I heard a little bit of, people have, I think, different kind of capabilities mm-hmm. in that regard. And she was, I think, in part asking you sort of what your level of compersion was, too. But I did want to hear from little Miss Lissa on this topic.
I'm the innocent one on the table, and I have no idea how to answer that because I get jealous, and I've never had my jealousy not be in the correct place to say. Like, if I was jealous of someone while dating someone... It's normally because if I'm not dating that person anymore, I know that that person's getting dated by them.
I did not understand any of that.
Like, if I'm jealous of a girl while I'm dating someone, because I feel like she's just going to get something out of it, then I know that he's going to wind up dating her eventually. Or he's going to be with her or playing with her instead of me all times.
So her jealousy is projected.
Yeah.
You're saying you have a good spidey sense that...
My spidey sense is tingle.
Okay. So you're saying if the guy you're seeing is attracted to somebody else, it's eventually going to end up there anyway.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Has been your experience.
That's just been my experience.
Interesting.
Every time.
Can we say your age on here?
Oh, I'm 21.
And I wonder, I mean, I'm 38, so there's...
You're old. Are you 38? You're about time to trade in for
a... I know. Well, I'm going to turn 39. 39 is next. And
antiques are worth more. Remember that.
This is true.
Here's how I stay young, though. I just always...
You're vintage.
Here's how I stay young. I recommend this trick for everybody. Just think of yourself as whatever your next year is already. Like, I think of myself as 39. That way, when I get to my 39th birthday, it'll be like, oh, shit. I'm only 39 right now.
Does that mean I qualify? Yeah. I can do that?
Yeah, anybody can do it. You don't have to wait.
Can I just go?
But I wonder, I did not... I'm not saying I'm good at relationships now. God knows I'm not. But I was worse when I was 19, 20, 21.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if there's maybe a little bit of like that influencing your experiences too.
That's a possibility. You know, like
the guys are dating, if they're your age, they may just kind of lack judgment.
Yeah.
I don't date guys my age.
Oh, are you dating 40-year-olds? Because then I don't have an excuse.
Between this last one wasn't in my age range.
Like 37.
So normally between like 38 and 26.
36 and 38?
Yeah.
I wouldn't date anybody younger than 30.
Here's how I know I'm getting old.
Unless you just wanted to use them for fun times.
I know I'm getting old because I was just thinking about like how young would I go? And obviously, like, once you meet...
I love how you're doing it. End conversation.
Next topic.
That's it.
Well, I'm just saying, what, you know, once you meet somebody, there can be exceptions. There are some very mature 11-year-olds out there. I don't want to leave them out of the conversation. But just sort of in general, like if somebody I hadn't met, how young would I go? And I feel like probably mid-20s. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a safe number.
It didn't used to...
But again, I based it on their maturity.
It gets older as you age.
It does.
That's a good thing.
Because below that, if I see somebody younger than that and I don't know who they are, and I want to be clear on that because I know both of you, so it's a totally different context. But if I just see, you know, rando 19-year-old walking around, I feel kind of more like, oh, where's her dad?
That's okay. We younger people understand that completely because when we meet older people, we like, get as old as our parents, it's like, gosh.
That is my dad.
Exactly.
In your case, it really was your dad, too.
I got really young because he had me at such a young age. So I do go out and I...
He had you? Or
like
he...
45 is my age.
Oh, you were born.
He hatched me.
You were born. Gotcha. Okay.
Meg.
You fell.
Yeah, I just fell out.
That was you.
That was me. That's bad pod.
Bad pod. But he's really young. So I start to get towards 38, 39. And then I'm like, ooh, it's like dating my father.
It's okay. My cutoff is 45 because my dad's 51.
Okay.
And my mom just turned 49. 48. 49?
Maybe.
Yeah, one of those. My dad just turned 41.
So anything...
Wow. That is young.
In my mind, early 40s is slightly acceptable. Kind of starting to edge creepy. And then, like, 30s is fine.
Well, that means that I'm still well in the pocket with both of the youngest ladies here. So, I like that. Okay, so, Little Miss Lissa, your answer is you're not sure because every experience you've had in your life has...
And that's just with dating, though, because I haven't played with anyone. I'm the innocent one out of the group.
Are you a little...
She's my
sure?
baby. I am technically, I guess you could say, naive compared to others. But I've done a lot without, like, actually playing, you know?
What do you mean? No, I don't.
Like, I've gone to tastings, I've done all that stuff.
What's tastings?
Tastings is, like, demos.
It's like demos. You go and you get to try out different things.
Oh, we did have this discussion.
We did have this conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember now.
But you get to do those, and it's like, it's a group thing. It's not just a one-on-one. Or
it's like speed dating to see what your
kink is. For what your kinks are.
Yeah. So you need to have the one-on-one before you can have the two-on-one.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Really speak effectively to this question.
Exactly.
Okay, so you have 1 month until our next table.
We will be needing an update. Graphic pictures.
All right, should we listen to the third call? I think we should listen to the third call. So, yeah, we're going to do this roundtable.
This is fun.
I think we're going to do this once a month. Yeah, screw the music and munchies. We're going to do podcast roundtable and munchies, pod and munchies.
There you go.
So the Erotic Awakening Podcast Network features the internet's best selection of kink-oriented podcasts, including the original Erotic Awakening Podcast with Dan and Don. Hey, Dan, how are you? You owe me an email. The People of Kink, Multi-Amory, Great Answers Ropecast, and many, many more. Subscribe to The Fearless Submissive and The Passion Soul, both members of the Erotic Awakening Podcast Network, or go to Mysterio.us and click on the EAPN link. That's Erotic Awakening Podcast Network link.
Looking at that Fearless Submission one. I need to listen to that one.
Yeah, you should. It's good.
Is that?
It's good, yeah. I have all of these on my phone.
Good.
So, but anyway, we have a sidebar on our website. It's called Play Partners. It's very clever. I thought of that. And it's got a little link there to the Erotic Awakening Podcast Network. And I know that people from the Erotic Awakening Podcast Network are hearing us that way because they'll listen to Erotic Awakening with Dan and Don, and then they'll write to me and say, hey, they were talking about you on there, and I just listened to your show, and I'm listening to all the other ones. So it's working. So please, I'm trying to return the favor to everybody, and go listen to those guys. Every one of those podcasts is interesting, and I try to name a different couple every time. So let's listen to the next call.
19-year-old female submissive, and I was curious as to if you and Prism introduce any type of role play into your scenes and situations in the bedroom. Thank you. Bye.
I love role playing.
I need to say that sounds like an 80-year-old. I don't know. Maybe there's allergies or something going on there. But she said 18, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I didn't even hear the question. I was too distracted.
Me too. Entertain any role type play. Of role play.
Role, not rope.
Role play into your.
We haven't that much, but when we did, remember I was your student for this like 9 hours?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember.
Where did that Halloween nursing costume go?
There was a babysitter one.
Yeah, there's a babysitter
that got,
one.
I got it. It got a little uncomfortable.
Because I stuck my finger in your butt.
You were like, is my dad here? Or something like
that. My mom's going to be here any minute.
Yeah. Am I doing this right? So, for future reference, next time I want the freaky babysitter.
The freaky babysitter?
Oh, yeah,
I don't know. Like the 18, 17, 18-year-old?
Well, what do you want? You already said she... Sharon said she put her finger in your butt.
Like, I know.
More than that. So there was that one. There was the schoolgirl.
The schoolgirl was fun.
That was fun.
Remember I showed up at your door. I had pigtails,
mm-hmm.
and I had my little plaid skirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
I had
then,
my
like,
little
what did we do?
White. I did some cleaning for you, and then we did some
sentences.
Hmm.
That's more like a Girl Scout, not a schoolgirl.
No, it was a schoolgirl.
Oh, no, she was,
and it had white socks up to my knees.
Yeah.
See, and I a little that white tied shirt. That was
the
that
one
montage.
I remember is, but we were at your apartment, and I remember that, too. You had that outfit on for some reason.
Oh, yeah, that was another schoolgirl one, too.
And then the other one you kind of figured out is sort of like a rape fantasy.
He does have a rape fantasy.
Type thing, and so...
And this is the first time he's ever confirmed my suspicions.
No, I'm just confirming that you do it.
Future references.
He's confirming your fantasy, not your fantasy.
Making sure that you'd be into it.
But if not, you're already playing the game correctly.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Consensual non-consent is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I don't know if that's if that's exact. I guess it's kind of role playing.
It is role playing. Yeah, I love role playing.
But it's not like sit down. You know, you be this, I'll be this. We're like, we don't have that kind of conversation.
I always thought it would be fun for you to come like hit on me in a bar, like you didn't even know me.
Yeah.
And maybe try your luck on some other people, and then, you know, you see me come in, and you're like, oh, I have to have her.
I'll be like, excuse me, and push him in.
I'm getting this one tonight.
She's mine. And come do all your little pickup lines on me. I wish that's how we would have met. That would have been super classic.
Yeah.
Your little rape fantasy line. Tell him your rape fantasy line.
Oh, I kind of alluded to it when
it's fucking hilarious.
You know, when you were saying that people were creepy, but that I'm not creepy, and I was saying, well, maybe I'm just better at being creepy. I'm a better creep. Because, I mean, if you think about it, all the people in prison, they're the dumb ones, right? The really good rapists are still running free. Yeah. This is what I'm trying to say. And so in a bar, like, my fantasy pickup line, I guess, has I don't know which one you're wanting.
The one about fulfilling your rape fantasy.
And when they say no, it'd be like, good.
Oh, yeah, that's stuff from some comedian, you know, it's like, hey, are you into rape fantasies? And then, of course, they say no, and you say, that's the spirit. but no, mine has, you know, like any, I don't know if I've ever actually had this conversation with somebody, with a woman. I know I've had it with guys where, you know, the woman will be like, oh, you seem like a nice guy. And then I feel like I should say, well, good, I'm getting better then, you know, or if they say,
it's finally working.
Yeah. Or like, no, I don't want to go home with you. You know, I might get raped or something like that. I want to say, like, that's very insulting to rapists, because some of them work very hard. And if you think that you could so easily identify and avoid a rape, you know, I mean, that's insulting to the craft. Is what
I work hard for my skills.
I feel like you need to put a disclaimer in there somewhere.
Yeah. So I could try those pickup lines at bars and see how long it takes to get kicked out
or arrested.
Yeah, real fast.
Didn't we play a question? What was the
role playing?
Oh yeah,
that's we're talking right. about role playing.
Talking about it.
Yeah.
You just got too excited.
Do you like role playing?
I've only done it once.
Really? What was your role play? What was it?
He's actually still stuck in the role right now.
I know.
Left mid.
Kelly would like to put on her nice clothes and go out to kind of go pick her up at a bar.
Right.
But she was a very good dancer, and she'd like to go do kind of pole dancing.
Uh-huh. Type.
And so she'd go in there, and I'd go pick her up and wherever, you know, go to the strip clubs, get, and I'd know where she was going, that type of thing, take her home. Then we had a pole at the house. So if she, once I get her home, I'd make her dance for me.
Oh, see, I need a pole.
So what's the role play part?
It's dancer.
He's a stripper.
She's a stripper. Picking up.
Oh,
stripper.
I thought you were saying she was a stripper.
No, she was a dancer. She was a dancer. She did a very good stripping impression. Very, very good. But she was a very good dancer, and she liked to dance on poles for physical.
I'm not a stripper, but I do work
she
with one.
Did it and learned more, and it just I liked it for more.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Do you have a pole?
Hmm.
You said she came back home and danced with for you.
Pole, yes, we had a pole in her bedroom.
What the fuck?
See, you can get those like everywhere.
Yeah,
even Walmart.
Yeah.
Even at the
Walmart has
no,
yeah, it's been
at Walmart.
Pole
it'll
is,
fall down. Have you ever seen that movie?
If you want one, let me know. I will install one properly.
Move that little video. She
jumps and the pole falls.
That's a couple of them, I'm sure.
Lands on the glass table.
That would be my luck. That would be our pole dancing experience. I was telling you, that's how, you know, I could get allowance, is just strip.
Right?
Every day for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean like I throw dollar bills every day?
Your daily allowance. I'm like a $20.
Yeah.
Oh, please. Yeah.
Just make dollars.
That's
so fun.
Sir, stop throwing the money. We don't throw the money.
Big old rolls.
Don't crumple it up and throw it.
$10 with the quarters in a roll. Just here.
Pull out a jar of 100
pennies. Yeah, just like, that's right. No coins.
$10. Yeah, 50 cents at a time.
I saw something, I don't know if this was real or just maybe on a movie, but some stripper chick was holding the beer bottle in her butt crack and pouring it. She was like arching backwards and pouring it in somebody's glass somehow.
Oh yeah.
There's a place called Shots. They closed it down.
Oh, did they do that?
Where the girls would actually pour their drinks with body parts. And they're very talented.
He didn't say
that's the kind of thing you never tell your husband like later in life. Oh yeah, you know, I used to be able to do that.
That would be interesting.
You're gonna be asking for it all the time.
Ready for another one?
Come on, hey, my friends are over for the Super Bowl.
We need shots.
1, 2, go.
Pew, pew, pew.
All right, so I really want it to be true that if you break up in the middle of a role playing session, you get stuck in that role. Like, I want you to be a contractor that just got stuck. You're really an accountant, but you know, you were playing this contractor construction guy, and things went bad.
Do you have a tool belt? Do you have a tool belt?
In fact, I've had two people ask me for pictures like that tomorrow. So I was like, why?
I know.
They're like, take some picture with your tool belt on job. With your,
that's like, guy with some jeans
so
on and like
exactly.
That just kind of reminds me of the
come on, baby. Yeah.
Village people
village
is what you're thinking.
Yeah. I like this village something.
So, how about Little Miss Lissa? Role playing.
I'm a little, so I'm like.
What is that? But
eternally stuck.
But your little's not sexual.
It is not sexual. So
let's not.
What is the age
put
that
the
you identify
down and answer
with?
The question.
So
that's kind of a form of a role.
You're not sure?
Though, I would say, isn't it? Would you call it a role? It's not fantasy, though.
It's not.
It's how you're wired. And so, that does that make it different than role playing?
I mean, for the guy, it probably does make a difference. For me, it's just like a.
So, are you role playing right now then?
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's
nice
me adulting
now.
You adulting?
Being
an adult today?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I've never.
What about other, just like, I mean, like we were talking about babysitters and construction workers, stuff like that?
Yep.
No desire?
I'm the innocent one.
But what about desire?
I totally would do schoolgirl. That sounds fun.
That one's fun.
Would you be the schoolgirl?
A little ruler, like a yardstick.
Oh, well, then what would...
Right on your benzies.
Would it be a man, your partner? Okay.
Or female, I don't.
They would be the teacher, the authority figure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Ruse?
I've got a few.
Ooh.
My favorite was... I was visiting my boyfriend, and...
Are these on your acting resume, or just...
No, they're not.
Yeah, that should be a spot on FitLife. It should be your resume. What I've done.
But no,
acting
I got
experience.
A drill sergeant role playing, and I wasn't the drill sergeant.
Drill sergeant.
Were you the recruit?
Yeah.
That was fun.
I like that
it
one.
Was.
It was so much fun.
That one sounds fun.
That makes me happy because I know him.
Yeah.
That's just fun. That's perfect.
Oh my god.
That's the time I almost got a MP called on me. That's happened. I almost had
what?
Military police called on me.
Oh, MP. I thought you were saying something about P on you.
No.
Okay. It's like, that's
different
a,
story.
It's a drill sergeant. It's a different kind of drill sergeant right there.
No, we were going at it and the neighbors got concerned because apparently they could hear me.
Uh-oh.
And him yelling at me. And they came over and knocked first, thankfully, before calling MP. And they're like, are you okay? I'm like, yes.
No.
Like, are you in trouble?
We're just
no, I'm good.
If you go away, I might be.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
Back away slowly and no one gets hurt.
Yeah.
But no, it was exciting. It was fun.
So what else? You said you've done a couple.
I've done...
Oh my gosh, are there MP strippers? I bet there are. Like,
there probably are.
Ma'am, open up, you know, that whole thing.
Oh, that'd be awesome, because, oh my god, ads. Oh, and ACUs. God damn it. Sorry, I have a problem.
What's going on? What's the ACU?
I don't know what, yeah.
The ACUs are military pants? The camouflage military pants.
Ooh, yeah.
They like, they make their butts look awesome.
If you've never seen a pair slowly be taken off, your life is
you don't know what you're missing yet.
But Noah, I've done the schoolgirl. I've done
everybody get you a pair.
I've been the babysitter, but I was actually really young, so it counted.
Kind of were the babysitter.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying you actually were the babysitter?
I was old. I was a babysitter, but it wasn't with the people I was babysitting with, thankfully. But yeah, no, I've been a little girl, a little baby girl, and daddy and baby girl thing, sort of. It's a situation that's.
Yeah. I just thought of you guys know Adam Carolla.
Nice.
The comedian. Nice. Anyway.
This is his man crush.
No, Bill Burr's my man crush.
No, that's true.
I've upgraded.
You've upgraded.
No, but he has this thing where, you know, if you claim that you were abused, like, say the babysitter attacked you one day, and it actually happened, but you masturbate about it, that you can't claim then that you were abused.
Yeah.
It's got to be like one.
Does that qualify as spankings too? Because what if you were spanked when you were younger and now you're older and you like it? Does that mean you weren't?
I was spanked when I was
too. I hated it when I was like five, but now I'm like, hell okay. Yeah.
You know, let me just bend over real quick.
Well, so that question came in a while ago, like kind of like what happened to you to make you this way? Remember that call? I decided it was nefarious, but you weren't sure. You thought she might have just been innocently asking.
Yeah, you thought she was out to get us.
No, I just thought that the essence of her question was, what screwed up thing happened to you?
Well, I don't like that idea.
So don't like what in your life.
She didn't mean it that way, though.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But
I'm just
saying,
I don't like that idea.
Like the spankings, you know. I mean, are you saying...
I refuse to acknowledge.
You got spanked and
now you want it.
Yeah, when I was younger, the form of discipline was spankings with multiple implements. That spoons, cutting boards, bamboo swatches, shoes.
And you relate it to that?
No.
Or you're wondering.
It's because
I got spanked too and I don't relate it.
I don't relate it to the two things. I relate it to how I grew up. So it's two different things. I'm just saying the spankings, it's like when I was younger, I'm terrified of spankings. But when I role play as a little, I like spankings. So, I mean,
is that your little voice? Do you have a little voice?
No.
You just did?
No. That's
a lie.
You think she has a little voice?
I think
that is a lie.
I mean, look at her.
No.
Aww.
Yeah. No. But, I mean...
She's not going to crack for the podcast.
I'm not going to crack for the podcast. You can't make me. I refuse.
A challenge.
But
it's not
a big, I don't know. I think it's just sort of like, I forgot where I was going with this.
Role playing is fun.
Role playing puts you out of your already situation. It gets you to act and be involved in a different thing, I guess. I mean, new ways to explore.
It's fun to feel different sometimes.
Yeah.
It's fun to feel not like yourself.
I don't know where I was going with the spankings, but I know I hated them when I was little and now I like them. So
we just all talk about it.
I mean, yeah, no, I've had some exciting role-playing situations.
Yes.
I think I have. And I'm only 20, so.
I dig it.
Yeah.
A+. Gold star.
A+. We all got A+s and gold stars.
Yay.
I want to see the chart. Yeah. My chart's like tons of gold stars right now.
Well, everybody who's listened to this has squandered about 58 minutes of their lives while we sorted out the finer points of all these questions.
So they only get like half a gold star.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, for listening.
Well, they're missing 2 minutes of an hour.
Oh, well,
we can definitely keep talking.
About it. I was actually going to go around. I was going to do a what's wrong with you.
What's wrong with you? Why do you like it?
Yeah, so Ruse, we heard what's wrong with you is you got spanked when you were a kid with all these things,
spankings.
And now you love it.
Yes.
What's wrong with you, little Miss Liss?
I don't know.
What the hell happened to you?
I don't know.
Did anything happen to you?
Yes.
So you do know. Is it not podcast material?
It's not podcast. It's bad pod.
Okay, but
bad
something pod. But something did.
Bad pod.
But you do bad feel pod. That some...
Moving on.
I'm not getting into detail.
I'm like Prism. I don't associate it with how I am now.
I had a great childhood. I got spanked, but I still had a great childhood. But
actually, I heard some bad news about you today. Yeah, from Dr. Drew. He said girls who start diddling when they're, you know, 6 or so years.
I started diddling really young.
I did too.
That was a secret, by the way. I had only told you.
It was. Key word.
It was.
Only. Like, in my whole 29 years, I have only told you.
Actually, and you were the one who just admitted it. All I said was when.
We agreed.
But you were insinuating that it was me.
I could have been going anywhere with that. You cut me off and
now the internet knows.
I know.
It's okay.
The world knows.
Anyway, it means that you grew up in a chaotic household.
In a chaotic household?
Mm-hmm, that's what it means.
That would make sense. Is there like any kind of special form of chaotic?
Oh, Dr. Drew thinks everybody should be in therapy.
Well,
like, we all should be in therapy.
I was.
That's
sure.
Probably true.
For like 4 years.
Did it help?
No.
Is he a modern
physician? Oh, man.
This is our
you
cue.
Are blowing it.
Yeah.
That's our cue to be.
Yeah, that's
Denzo.
Right. We'll keep talking for a little bit longer here. Okay. Steven, is there anything wrong with you?
I like to punish people.
Because you got punished when you were a child?
No, actually, I didn't.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah, maybe I got away with too much.
Now it's like...
I don't think I had the spankings in my childhood contributed to me liking spankings
it's
now.
No, this is kind of awful. This is how we answered it last time.
Yeah.
Shit happens to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you're the sum of your experiences, both good and bad. And it's not like you can point to one thing and go, oh yeah, that's
because. Unless you're Freud.
My turn to
Freudian
really to art.
Yeah.
Studying art, Frank Frazetta, Boris Vallejo, all their art. Revolves around
fetish.
Fetish,
really?
Yes. Olivia, Frazetta, Vallejo, all the famous art—they all use fetish.
Interesting.
Frazetta started Tarzan.
I love fetish
look
art.
At some of it, look at all the women in the Tarzan art. They're all tied, whipped, swords.
There's some awesome Disney.
Yes.
Disney edits.
And so that's when I started liking the leather.
Have you ever had a submissive?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's sort of like the control factor.
Hmm?
The control factor? The power exchange?
You like the power exchange?
Well, I mean, in my adult life, I mean, I'm the one in control. I'm the one in charge. I'm a caregiver. Their lives are in my hands.
Yep.
I'm a student. I'm responsible for my grades and how I do in school. You know, I have to... I'm the one in charge. I have to make those decisions because I can't trust anyone else to make them for me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go into submissive mode or when I'm with someone who I'm naturally submissive with, I can not make those decisions and I can trust that my decisions will be made for me in a way that I know are safe. And if I don't agree with it, I'll make it known and we'll talk about it. But it's a matter of me not having to take on that another responsibility, I guess.
I completely agree with that because yesterday I was having a bad day and I was telling her because I was in tears and I was telling her how I don't accept being upset in front of people because I'm always the one that has to be in control of the situation. I have to constantly be the strong one for everyone else. It's nice to have someone have control over you.
I totally grabbed her by the face and I'm like, you're allowed to cry!
Yeah. Yeah, so
I did.
It's nice.
Wow.
It's nice.
It was like that. I was like, you're allowed to grow.
It made me laugh, and she knew it made me laugh. But the thing is, it's one of those things where it's like, when your life is kind of chaotic, you know, being 21-year-old college student, caregiver, you know, you're doing so much, and it's like, it's so confusing sometimes. You're like, I have control over everything, but it's still chaotic. It's nice to have someone else be able to take all of the control.
And they like taking that control.
Yeah.
You're not putting it on them and they feel overwhelmed and burdened just as much as you do.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So current situation makes it better.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. I think we should close out here. What do you think? Are we good?
Nobody
feel
asked
good?
You.
Yeah.
What's messed up with me?
What's wrong with you?
Oh, well, Prism and I kind of answered this on the previous podcast. But, yeah, my answer was, yeah, I mean, good stuff and bad stuff has happened to me through the years, and I can't point to any one thing and say, you know, this is why I like Sweet Sweet Butt Love. You know? So, on that note, if you have a question or a comment, 725-444-WHIP. The voicemails are anonymous. Every month, we're going to do a roundtable podcast like this. I really like this. It will be at the Mysterious Mansion. And that means that you need to either know us and have met us somewhere out in public, or you need to come on a leash with somebody who
seriously,
does
though,
know.
On a leash.
Yes, we will be
that.
Enforcing the leash policy.
That makes me want to
the
bring
leash law.
It really does, doesn't it? I want to find somebody I don't know just to bring them on a leash, but then I know them and it doesn't work for me. I do want that to happen. I want somebody to show up holding somebody on a leash. I think that would be great. So, thank you for listening, Mysteriously Podcast, part of the Erotic Awakening Podcast Network, and we will all see you next time.
Bye.
Oh, wait. We have to hear Little Miss Lissa's joke. You promised us a joke.
I did promise
you. To finish out the podcast, so let's hear it.
What do you call a large, hairy, gay man with no teeth? A gummy bear.
Oh, man.
No, that's from your little bear jokes you do.
All right, well, that's a good way to end it. We will see you all next time. Now we say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.